Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Reish Sadi Tes Sif Yud. This is Mishnah Berurah Yomi for Shabbos, December 13th. Obviously, you should not be listening to this on Shabbos, either before Shabbos or after Shabbos. Also, it should be noted that this is the last Mishnah Berurah Yomi on Hilchos Shabbos for about a week and a half. For a week, we will be taking a week and a half detour into Hilchos Chanukah. So this is the last Hilchos Shabbos and B'yayimi till next a week and a half, Friday, until Friday the 26th. Okay. Sifyud. Asalas Hashum Malacha Kodem Shiyavdil. It is usher to do any malacha, any Isser Malacha on Shabbos, of Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos, before you are Mavdil, before you say Havdalah. Now, what does that mean, Havdalah? So he explains, Vim Hivdil Batfila. If you did Havdalah in Tfila, namely you said Atachan Antanu, Mutter Afal Pi Shadayin Lo Hivdil Alakos. It is permissible to do Malacha. Although, as we said before, it is usher to eat before Havdalah Alakos, it is permissible to do Malacha before Havdalah Alakos once you're ready with Mavdil and said Atachon Antanu in Tefillah. Vim Tzarach Lasos Malacha Kodem Shehivdil B'Tefillah. And if you have to do Malacha before you are Mavdil in Tefillah, so what you should do is Omer, you should say Hamavdil, and then Ramah adds Bein Hakodesh or Bein Achol. You say Hamavdil Bein Kodesh Bein Achol. Below bracha, without any bracha, without Shem Hashem, you say Baruch Hamavdil Bein Kodesh or Bein Achol. Ve'osa Malacha, and then you can go ahead and do Malacha, even though you did not say Atachon Antanu in Tefillah. That will be enough. The verbalizing of Baruch Hamadi Ben Kol Shachal will be enough to allow you to do Malacha. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Beis. So he says, Shum Malacha, you can't do any Malacha. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, Vafilu Chafatim Ha'asurim Medivei Sofrim, even certain, activities that you want to engage in, that are Asur Medivei Sofrim, preparations for after Shabbos, that are Asur Medivrei Sofrim, that also is usher until you either say Atachan Antanu in Tefillah, Yemavdil in Tefillah, or you say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kol Shachol. Lamed Gimel, Kodem Sheyavdil, Hainu Afilu Mishtesha. This is even if it's already dark. Kevan Shelo Hivdil Adayin. So even though officially Shabbos is over because it's already nightfall through the Kochavim, since he did not make a Havdalah, Chal B'Mikzas Kedusha Shabbos Alav, there is a partial Kedusha Shabbos, and the Asru Chazal B'Malacha, and Chazal Asr this B'Malacha. Mashma from the Mishnah Brurayer, that the Isser Malacha would be Midarabonon, if you did Malacha after Tzeis HaKochavim, before you went ahead and were Mavdil in Tefillah, or with Baruch HaMavdil B'Kol HaShachol. Lamed Dalet, Omer Hamavdil. So if you didn't go ahead and say Atachon Antanu in Tefillah, so you say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kol Shachal. But Lavush Isa, in Lavush it says, Omer, you should say Baruch Hamavdil Ben HaKoyesh Ubein Achol. You should say Baruch, not Hamavdil Ben HaKoyesh Ben Achol. You should say Baruch Hamavdil Ben HaKoyesh Ben Achol. Umikom Makom, Ein HaNikra Zeh Bracha. Even so, it's not considered a bracha. Kevan she'ein omer ba shem malchus. Since you're not saying shem malchus, so you could add baruch hamavdil, baruch to the hamavdil ben kol ben achol, and it's still not considered a bracha. U'mashadai b'lashon zel inyan asiyas malacha. And the reason why this is okay to just say hamavdil or baruch hamavdil ben kol achol in order to do malacha is shehu lehekera ba'alma. It's just a heker. It's just a verbal recognition that there's a leaving of Shabbos. L'lavos is HaMelech, to accompany HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accompany Shabbos, and now move into Chol, into the week. Lamed Hey. Mr. Brewer, Lamed Hey. Bein HaKodesh. So you say, Amadil Bein HaKodesh Bein HaChol. Ve'ein Tzarech Lomar Kol HaLashon Shal Havdalah. You did not have to say the whole Lashon of Havdalah, Vatach V'Nantanu, or Baruch HaMadah Bein Kodesh HaChol, Bein HaChodesh, Bein Yisrael HaAmin, you don't have to say any of that. U'mikomakom L'nin Achila, however, as we said, with respect to Achila, Lo Mahani Ad Sheyavdil Havdalah Gemura, you cannot, it will not help until you have a full-blown Havdalah Gemura Al HaKos, on the Kos, V'gam Batfila, and also in Tfila. The Sharatzin points out that obviously if you davened already and you just happen to forget Havdalah, then the kos alone will be enough, as we said, and you would be able to eat after the Havdalah a la kos, even though you did not say Havdalah in the Tfila. But obviously the Chathchila, you have to go ahead and say it in the tefillah itself, and even if you said Abdullah al Kos, you also have to go ahead and then say it in the tefillah. Lamed Vav. Below bracha. So there's no bracha. You just say Baruch Hamadil Ben Kol Shachol or Hamadil Ben Kol Shachol. Look at the Mr. Brewer Lamed Vav. Uviyom Tov Shechal Motzei Shabbos. What happens if Yom Tov falls out of Motzei Shabbos? V'rotze la'asos melechas ochal nefesh. And you want to be able to go ahead on Motzei Shabbos and cook for Yom Tov and do melecha of ochal nefesh, which was aser on Shabbos. V'lo ha'ivdil adayim b'tfila. And you not yet say Havdalah yet in tfila. So what can you do? Omer baruch ha'mavdil ben kodesh kodesh. Like a wife, let's say in the house, can say Baruch Hamadah Ben Kodesh HaKodesh below Shem U'Malchus, without any Shem U'Malchus, right? And then she could light and do Malacha, and one can cook U'Mutu B'Malacha. Aval Nintima, however, to go ahead and eat Aser Afilu Hibdil B'Tfila, even if you did the Havdalah of Tfila She'amar B'Todiyenu, and he said the B'Todiyenu in the tefillah, the Havdalah that one makes from Shabbos to Yom Tov, you did that in tefillah, you cannot eat Achi Kaddish Kadin until you actually go ahead and make Kiddush, which is the Yaknahaz Kiddush, okay, Kadin, only then will you be able to eat on Yom Tov following Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos. Let's now move to the Ramah. And women that are not mavdil in tefila, yesh lamdan, you should teach them, sheyomru amavdil ben kol ha'shachol, you should say amavdil ben kol ha'shachol, kol them sheyasu malacha, before they do malacha. Yesh omim, the kol zeh b'malacha gemura. There are opinions, however, that this is all the malacha gemura, kagon kosei v'orei, full-blown malachas like writing and weaving, but the malachas such as lighting a ner, ohatsa, or carrying mirshus lirshus, which are, if you learned Masechta Shabbos, they are a lower form malacha, malacha grua, ein sarach lezeh, you would not need to say baruch anadav b'kol ha'shachol, as soon as Shabbos is over, officially, to the Kochavim, you'd be able to do Hadlaka Sner or Hotzah, carrying. And then he goes on, the Rama, Umizen is Pashad Minag, and there, from there came the Minag, Lahakil, to be Makil, Shemadlikin Neros Miyad, that people would light Neros immediately, Shamru Akal, Baruchu, as soon as the Kal says Baruchu, they light up lights in the Shul. He says, however, Alval, Iker Kesvar Rishona, but the Iker is like the first opinion, the first approach, that namely for any malacha, one should say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, or Atach HaNantanu, in tefillah before one does any malacha, including hadlakas neros and otzah mirshus hashus. That's what he means, that ikar kesvara rishona. And let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Lamed zayin, women einan levdilin in tefillah. Hainu, what it means to say is, sheruban lo nagu lisbalo. Most women are not knowing to daven motzei Shabbos, and therefore they should be taught to say Baruch Ha'ad V'Kol HaShachol before they do Malacha. Lamed ches, aval hadlakas haner. So according, there is a Yesh Om that says hadlakas haner is okay before you say Baruch HaMavdil, before you're Mavdil in Tefillah. Hatami says, Kevin demir d'araisa below Abdallah, mutar b'malacha. Since min haTorah, even without Abdallah, one can do Malacha. Rak takonas chachamim hu. Shetzarech lahavdil mikodem. It's only a takanas chachamim. It's only a takanas chachamim who shetzarech lahavdil mikodem, that you have to go ahead and be mavdil before him. So it's only takanas chachamim. Really, in that Torah, you can go ahead and do malacha right after tizikol chavim. So therefore, kelu b'malacha she'en b'torach. Therefore, they were makel in malachas that have no torach, such as halakas haner and otzah mirshus l'rishus. La'mites u'mizeh nispashet ha'minag. And that's what he says. And from here, nispashet ha'minag came the minag that they would light candles in shul as soon as they would say baruch hu, even before people would say baruch hamavdil. He says now the Magen, he quotes now the Magen Avram, the Mishnah Berurah, Lamates. I am Magen Avram, Shemifakvek, says check out the Magen Avram, that he has great difficulty, Mifakvek Ma'od al Minagzeh. He's very upset about this Minag, V'chein Beis Yosef. And he says, V'chein Beis Yosef, D'minayin Lana L'chalek Be Malacha L'malacha. Because from where do we know to make such a distinction between one malacha and another malacha? Malacha is malacha, and therefore, once it is usher to do malacha until you say Baruch HaMavdil or until you say Abdullah and Tefillah, there's no difference, and you can't do any malachas, whether it's these malachas that don't have any great Torah, such as Lakas Haner and Hotzah. The Gam Rabbeinu Yerucham, and even Rabbeinu Yerucham, Efshar Shalo Yechavein, it's possible that the Rabbeinu Yerucham that the Rama here is quoting, it's possible Efshar Shalo Kivein Lahakel Bazeh, could be that he didn't actually hold to be Makel Rak Acha Shehivdil Betfila. Maybe he was only Makel with these malachas after you were Mavdil and Tfila. Because he might have actually been saying that if after Yemavdil and Tefillah you could do these light malachos. And therefore Alkein Masik, and therefore he concludes the Magen Avram, the Yesh Lidrosh Barabim, one should go ahead and make drushas Barabim, Sheyalam Dubnei Seim, to go ahead and teach the women, Laimar Hamavdil Ben Kol HaShachol, to say Hamavdil Ben Kol HaShachol, Kodim Sheyasu Shum Malacha, we'll do any malacha even if they are light malachos. And for sure, Osun Shemavaris Eitzim Va'esh, those that light wood and fire, Umechamos Mayim, and go ahead and warm up water on the Eitzim and Eish, Davi Malacha Sheish Botorach, once you're cooking up water already, okay, and it has, it's a malacha that has Torach, so Lukule Alma Aser, according to everyone, it's going to be Aser. And therefore teach the women to say Baruch HaMavdil, V'chein Kasu, Shari Achronim, and this is what most Achronim, okay, it happens to be Tosefa Shabbos, V'chai Adam, and Derech HaChaim is very machmir. And there are those that actually say that even after Abdallah B'Tfila, one should not do only light malachas like Hadlak Esner, okay? Not a malacha Sheish B'Torach. Okay. The Rama, just to finish up, Mishmur Mem, and he says the Iker is Kesvara Rishina, that you shouldn't do any malacha until you say Baruch HaMavdil or Mavdil in Tefillah. Ubal HaNefesh Yaseh K'moshe Kasa B'Darchei Moshe B'Shem Or Zarua. And he says the Baal Nefesh should do and follow like the Darchei Moshe in the name of the Or Zarua. B'Chein Isa B'Zayar, and it's in the Zayar Shalola V'Gner Aracha Seder Kedusha. You should not light any candle until after the Seder Kedusha, like in after the Noam, when you have to say the Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 the whole deal. Aval Chazan HaKnesses, he says, however, the Gabbai Mutulad Likner Achar Shehivdil B'Tfila. However, the Gabbai can already light a candle after Abdullah and Tfila. Oh, Amar, or after he says Baruch Hamad B'Kodosh L'Chol, Mishum Kfor HaTzibur, because of the Kavod HaTzibur, Sheyeshim B'Choshel, that are sitting in the dark. But the Rovam and the regular people should wait to do any malacha, even lighting candles, should wait until they say the Atta Kadosh, they say the whole Atta Kadosh, the Kedusha, say the Kedusha after Vinoam and Yoshe B'Seser Elyon, the Tiltalan Ner Shari L'Chuli Alma. However, okay, everyone holds that, okay, after Abdullah and Tefillah, you'll be able to carry the Ner. And he says to bring the wine on Yom Tov Sheni after Yom Tov Rishon, after it's already dark, even though you didn't daven yet, you weren't Mekadesh yet the next day of Yom Tov Sheni, even so it is mutter to bring wine for the Kiddush of Yom Tov Sheni. There's no malacha, rak mishum achana. It's only a chana from Yom Tov v'chaver, from one yom to another. The kevich neskadesh hayom, and since there's a rei neskadesh hayom of Yom Tov Sheni, shari, then it'll be okay to already bring the wine, even though you did not officially make kiddush yet for Yom Tov Sheni. The Ma'arila in Mekapel, separate issue, he used to be Mekapel at Tayla Shalo, he'd fold up his talis b'chol motzei Shabbos, on every motzei Shabbos, in order to be involved in the mitzvah right away. Finally, the end of the Ramah, and some say you should go ahead and draw water every Motzei Shabbos, ki be'era shel Miriam soivev kol Motzei Shabbos kol beros, because the well in the be'er of Miriam surrounds all those beros, all beros on Motzei Shabbos. Whoever is, comes in contact with it and drinks from it, he'll get healed from all illnesses. I have not seen, the Rama says, this minhag actually done. He says, and check out before in Reish Samach Gimel about the issue of Misha Mosif, Michal HaKodesh, whoever extends the Kodesh Shabbos into Chol to Sefer Shabbos after Shabbos in Mutter Loimar La'acher discusses, check it out, it's on Mishnah Berurah Yomi, whether you're allowed to go ahead, someone who goes ahead and does Tosefa Shabbos after Shabbos, can he say to someone La'achar Shehivdil, someone else who already was Mavdil, Lasos Lo Malacha. If you are being Mosif, Michal HaKodesh, are you allowed to take someone else who already was Mavdil to do Malacha for you? I ain't Shum. Simon Reish Samach Gimel. Ad Kam.